a Nacho Radio podcast.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
How does Ann Curry not have a job right now?
Why is she not back somewhere?
Yeah, I don't know. It's an outrage. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Know this. This podcast can go as long as you'd like because I fear leaving here.
Darren has already fallen on the ice once today.
Be careful.
See, you falling on the ice is funny when it's not as recent, like it just happened. So I'm you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I fell on my knees.
It's pretty.
I fell on my knees in snow.
Oh boy!
But yeah, any sort of sidewalks or anything like that, be very, very careful.
Yeah, everyone is in my house right now on a 2-hour late start.
That might not be enough.
Which maybe they need to just call it a day, call it a snow day, call it an ice day, because rain. Followed by, 20-degree temperatures or whatever it is out there. What is the temp right now out there?
I don't know, but there's a serious glazing that's going on out there.
That's no Gouda. You still have to go to work, though, right?
Oh, yes, I will go. Yeah. I will work inside.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I will take my time there. I'm not walking to work.
It says right now it's 31 degrees.
See.
So that's right in that what we call the danger zone.
Of course! Ha-ha! Of course!
We're thrilled that you guys are here for the top 5 things. I will say this, we're not going to be talking very much about the Golden Globes.
I didn't watch any of it.
Why would you?
I didn't know that, truth be told, I wasn't know, sure that it was on.
Didn't know it was on.
Were there a lot of ads about it this year?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't watch that channel very much. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe not. I think I only knew because there was an ad during a football game that I was only kind of paying attention to. Does it seem like, and maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask, because again, I've checked out of the NFL. I look at matchups, but I don't really watch games.
You seem to know what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Does it seem like a lot of NFL coverage is just the announcers complaining about how ridiculous the officiating is?
There is some of that.
Like, it just seems like that's all it is. Two guys in a booth going, "This is stupid. Why are we doing this?"
Well, the ringleader of that is Al Michaels.
Al Michaels had a field day.
It's like, I've got somewhere else I could be.
What was that, 7 minutes? What was the point of any of that?
Why are we not reviewing that during the commercial?
But see, I just think as somebody who...
Al Michaels wants to get back to his day trading.
And I get it, man. I get it.
He's mining Bitcoin and he just doesn't have the time.
The NFL is a product, and at some point, someone has to sit these guys down in the booth and go, look, if you're bad-mouthing the product in a year when people are stopping watching the games, it's not helpful.
No,
I get it that the review isn't perfect, and it's not. It's terrible. No one knows what a catch is. No one knows what a catch isn't. That's something that probably needs to be addressed. But to have, and it's not just Al Michaels.
No, I know.
Every game I watched, the guys in the booth were pissing and moaning about how unwatchable football is. And this is playoff football that is completely unwatchable. Playoff football, and you're bitching about the quality
of the product.
It's not in anyone's best interest.
This is not unlike the conversation we had to have with Larry a couple times.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
Larry.
Playoffs?
Please. Don't beat up the sponsors.
Right. Right. The message needs to be, wow, what a great game. Or even if you don't have it in your heart to say, wow, this is a great game, this is playoff football, maybe just let the crowd noise take it over for a while. If all you're doing is complaining about the thing that you're watching, believe me, that rubs off on the viewers. It's evident in the fact that you're hemorrhaging viewership.
Now, I wonder if there's going to be any fallout from Cam Newton basically taking a knee on the way off the field. I mean, he buckled.
Yeah.
He went down.
Yeah.
Then they put him back in the game. Now, granted, he played pretty well after he came back in the game,
mm-hmm.
but how he ever got back in the game is something else.
My brother was complaining yesterday. He's like, why is it every time they show a replay on CBS, they have cricket noises?
There's
a cricket sound effect, and it's driving a lot of people crazy.
Hmm.
It's like, all right, we're going to go to the replay, and it's like, cricket, cricket, cricket. I don't know if that's...
Are they doing that intentionally?
I don't know. My favorite thing of the NFL weekend...
If we had a cricket bed while we're reviewing, people will be a little more serene.
People will relax.
People will relax and not have a, you know, not worry that it's taking 3 minutes.
Let's take a stop in the action and just...
They'll think they're at the fishing hole.
The sound effects will subconsciously
lure them into thinking
the savage beasts that are watching this product. Savage beasts, I'll tell you what, my favorite thing of the weekend for the NFL was the Buffalo Bill fans going down to Jacksonville. Those people are insane. Their whole thing is they just climb on top of things and then jump and shatter tables. Have you seen any of this video?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's something else.
Doesn't sound the best.
Oh, these Buffalo Bill fans are something else. They've always been like tailgating in Buffalo. It is.
Well, Sodom
and Gomorrah called, and they're like, tone it down. Yeah. It's ridiculous, the stuff these Bills fans do in the parking lot. They traveled. I guess there were 20,000 Bills fans at the game in Jacksonville. Because Jacksonville Jaguar fans know there's no reason to go to this game.
Well, and Buffalo fans had plenty of time if they were just saving up their money to go to a playoff game. they've had a little while for some of those...
Here's this is like what they do. I'm showing Darren now.
Oh boy, is he okay?
This was at a Bills game.
No, he doesn't look okay. Oh,
yeah. This is what they do.
No,
it's
Jackass.
Yeah. Imagine if your entire
Jackass tailgating.
Imagine if your entire fan base was just Jackass.
Yeah, because you could have had plenty of CDs and whatever matured in time to cash out and use that for your playoffs.
And they hadn't been to a game. They hadn't been to the playoffs in 17 years, and then they didn't score a touchdown. So I don't understand. Here we go. And this is one of my favorite things they do, too, is they choke slam one another into the tables. This is just a constant thing there.
Went in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you see where there were Buffalo Bill fans hanging out with OJ?
Here's one where they set the table on fire and then they jump on and power slam.
Okay.
I mean, someone's going to end up crippled if they didn't already this weekend. OJ Simpson was there?
OJ was in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And there was some sort of, they're tailgating in Vegas.
Did they put OJ through a table? That would go viral.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I don't know that anyone, though, is more not wanting to talk about the NFL weekend than pseudo-Chiefs fans like you and actual Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Boy, that was...
Marcus Mariota
throws
a touchdown to himself.
When you're throwing touchdowns to yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You're up big, and then that happens.
I wonder if you could work on that a little bit, to the point where you did it intentionally, where you tried to throw the ball like off of someone's helmet.
Well, see, this is why I'd be a crummy football player. That's all I'd want to do.
Right.
Look
at this ricochet.
When I used to curl...
Oh, you're going
to
turn your back on me? I'm going to throw that ball right off the back of your head.
just whip it at someone.
It's the sort of thing they do in basketball.
Find a receiver you don't like, throw it right at his head.
Yeah.
And then you're the superstar.
Yeah. I don't need any of you.
Top passer, top receiver. That's what I do. Yeah, Chiefs fans, sucks to be you, I guess. That's why I'm glad my season was over before the game even started, before week one. That's the beautiful thing about being a Bear fan. And next year, guess what? They're not going to be very much better.
Yeah, walking out of there at Arrowhead Stadium couldn't have been a lot of fun. Now, it's not nearly as bad as missing the 20-yard field goal up in Minnesota a couple years ago, but it's bad.
So now, and the Chiefs haven't won a home playoff game.
They've lost six in a row. And it's not like they go every year.
They sure don't.
The last time they won when Joe Montana won it for them.
Oh, boy.
So, might as well have been Johnny Unitas.
Oh, boy.
Glenn Dawson.
I saw where the Broncos have won more playoff games at Arrowhead Stadium than the Chiefs have. Well, that's not the best.
No.
I will say this. Football, catch the fever.
Your college football season finally comes to an end tonight.
Okay, so tonight it's Alabama versus Georgia. What is it?
That's right.
A Nacho Radio podcast.
And we'll be carrying the game with Kevin Harlan. We'll be calling all the action here on Nacho Radio. You won't want to miss.
Come join us at the stadium.
all of the action will be here on Nacho Radio for you to enjoy. You won't want to miss it.
Football.
I didn't know that we had the rights to that one, huh? That's quite a score.
Well, we had to negotiate some things. Promises were made. Secrets will be kept. It's going to be a wonderful thing. No, so the college championship is tonight. Who do you got in that, Alabama or Georgia?
I just hate the fact that a college championship game takes place on a Monday. That blows.
Yeah.
That blows.
Yeah. I'm going to say let's go Georgia Bulldogs because I know it would make my best friend in the world, Mike Mills, happy.
Don't bring it up. Don't bring anything up because everything you think you know about Mike Mills, you don't.
I think we're in a better place in our relationship. We've had a couple of exchanges on Twitter that have been pleasant. I think that's the thing. I think celebrities like me on Twitter because they don't have to look at me you. Or hear my voice. When it's just a couple of words, I get likes and thumbs ups. Mm-hmm. But in person, again, it's
not so much.
Different situation, yeah.
Fuck crying out loud. Holy man, what do you call that?
Well, I tell you what, George the Bear, training camp is just a short 7 months away.
When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway, huh?
Man, that's a good question. That's what I'm looking forward to. We are just weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting.
You don't have to tell me.
That's like a month away.
I know.
Sheesh. That's a smart new jacket there. What do you got there? Is that new this year in the 2018 line? Darren's wearing a River Bandits thing. Looks like it's got a Nike swoosh and everything on it.
That's a hyper warm fit.
Is it like a
quarter zip?
Is it like a Spanx thing too, or are you losing weight? It looks great on you, man.
No, I am not losing weight.
Well, it looks great. Like, how much would something like that cost at the old shop?
I think this was just under 60.
I would pay 60 for that.
Yeah,
it looks great.
Yeah. It's all going to be
is that the 2018 line or 2017?
No, this is last year. This is not available.
Oh, well, then I can expect to get a discount if it's 2017.
There are no more of them. They were that popular.
Oh, well, that sucks. Yep. Well, did you order more for 2018?
I've got other good stuff coming.
I don't want a bobblehead. I want a nice jacket like that.
I don't sell bobbleheads. Those are always promotional. Some people ask, can I buy a bobblehead? You cannot.
Well,
those are always just giveaways.
It would seem to me that if the customers are telling you they want bobbleheads, why don't you get some bobbleheads?
Because they're promotional tools.
I see. You use those to get people into the gates.
Well, it's an extra attraction,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. I dig it. I'm on board. I got five things to talk about. You want to get involved in that? Now that we've covered the NFL.
And the Golden Globes. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Coming up very, very soon, some great movies are coming to the Orpheum Theater, including on Saturday, January 27th. Let's make a day of it. All the Queen's Horses, the Rita Crunwell documentary. Valentine's Day, it's Sleepless in Seattle. On Friday, March 30th, Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film, and also coming to the Orpheum Theater very, very soon, magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more. You can get your tickets. Those are available at galesburgorpheum.org by phone.
Crunwell,
that's good for you.
That's our new horse. We had to put Snickers down.
Ruffles.
Ruffles is still alive.
Oh, Ruffles is alive?
Snickers the horse is dead. Snickers the horse was the horse that would stand by you, and when you denied something, he would just chuckle.
Right. He knew you were lying.
Yeah. We had to put him down. There was a...
He was giving away too many top secrets.
He had a foot fungus, and the vet said he wasn't getting any better.
It spread all the way to the top of his head.
Ruffles is still alive, and now...
And replaced by Crunwell.
Our new, literally, a new show pony.
Yeah.
A pony just for the show. Crunwell.
Yeah,
the show pony. She's wonderful.
Well, you can get your tickets for all the Queen's Horses and all everything else coming to the Orpheum Theater by... calling him at 309-342-2299, or you can get him at the Orpheum Theater box office. The Orpheum Theater serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They're also available for private events and weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. We should mention, before we get into the top five things, that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio in Davenport. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America, and also home of the Quad Cities best cheesesteak. Get one today, mention Nacho Radio, and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Do not send them faxes. The fax machine does not work.
Well, number one. We're looking into
one.
It.
One.
Number one.
It's 2018. Jeez. Have you done that? You know, are you still stuck in 2017? I'm having a hard time accepting this new year.
In a tiny way, I am, mm-hmm. in that I noticed that the other day when I was, I did write 17.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, I log things, I keep track of things.
Yes.
And I wrote down 17 as opposed, I had written down 18, but then the next time I wrote down 17, so I'm not quite in the swing of it yet.
I have a hard time with the metadata on these podcasts when I type in what the year it is.
You're putting in 17.
I have a couple of times that I regret the error. Well, number one in our top five things, there's a big fight, a three-way fight brewing over the estate of a dead celebrity. Would you care to guess the dead celebrity, the people who are fighting over his or her estate?
Is it America's Sweetheart?
You know it is. Charles Manson. They are fighting over his
estate. How large was his estate?
The
was
son...
Was it like a trash can out in the desert?
You know what? Even
what is it?
If that's all it is, people are awful and they're going to fight for it. His son, grandson, and a pen pal are all vying for control.
A pen pal's in on it.
Of the Charles Manson estate, yes.
You ever have a pen pal?
No.
No. I remember when we were kids, they tried to set something up where we would have pen pals from different countries.
Uh-huh.
And I remember writing this kid in Germany once.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's all it...
And you gave away a bunch of state secrets, or what happened?
No, I think he was on the other side of the wall. Yeah, it's like, okay, I gave up on it.
Pen pals?
Like,
I don't like the kids I know. I'm going to write to foreigners?
Right.
Pass on that.
Honey, do you like Foreigner?
I think Head Games is a great record.
That might have even been before Head Games was out.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. It's more than a trash can in the desert. He does have that song that he wrote that the Beach Boys and Guns N' Roses did. So there's some royalties,
so
I
not,
guess.
Is it proper calling it an estate, though?
Well, there also the estate also includes commercial rights to his name, image, and
likeness,
mementos.
Yeah.
There are monster people
that wear
who collect. It's called murderabilia collectors.
Mm.
There are people who really enjoy murderers.
Well, there are Charles Manson T-shirts.
Yes, someone gets paid for that.
Yes, yeah, someone
in the Manson
somehow,
family.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Now, he can't make any money off of it.
It wouldn't do him any good.
But the estate, you see, can make money off of it. So, yeah. There is a hearing going on to decide, is it going to be the son, that's the guy from Rockford, who did some digging, he was adopted, he wanted to find out who his parents were, and it turns out Charles Manson was your dad. There's also a purported grandson.
No place for Charlie to really show up in a memoriam.
Maybe on the Golden Globes last night. We don't know. I didn't watch much.
Because he was... There was the movie Helter Skelter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he... You know,
well, does he get any money... Is he do any money for the song Helter Skelter?
I don't think so.
Oh, right, because the song came first.
The song came first.
If anything, Paul should get money.
And I'm sure he does. I'm guessing he does.
Yeah, you're probably right. There's also a longtime pen pal, Michael Channels, who says he would like some money from the estate.
Which channel?
It's you know, this is what Charlie would have wanted. You know. Number two, science reeling from this discovery. It could be that we're completely wrong about what makes somebody right-handed or left-handed. All of this time, you know, why is someone right-handed? Why is someone left-handed? We've thought, well, it's something in the brain that causes us to be right-handed or left-handed. Well, a new study just out says that your handedness, that's whether you're right-handed or left-handed, may have more to do with your spinal cord than your brain, because your spinal cord is asymmetrical and there might be more going on one side or the other side.
Okay.
So your spinal cord may have more to do
than your brain
with whether you're right or left-handed than your brain. This is according to an international team of biopsychologists.
Because I'm guessing your hands don't care.
Right, but you know, when you start
very
developing
early on
a dominance, right? That's something they're saying now. unborn children in the womb, they can tell in the 13th week of pregnancy in the womb which thumb
they're sucking.
Yes. Which thumb an unborn child is sucking in the thumb, they can tell right then and there.
Wait a minute.
Whether you're going to be right-handed or left-handed.
This one's biting through the umbilical cord.
Well, let's see that.
That's just... A little savage. It's surprising. If that's the case...
A little savage.
If that's the case...
Yeah.
You would think that occasionally you would have, like, if your spine wasn't asymmetrical,
mm-hmm.
and it was symmetrical,
mm-hmm.
we should have more people that are ambidextrous.
But it's not symmetrical.
I know.
Right.
But what if it was?
So maybe people who are ambidextrous have...
a very symmetrical spine.
That could be. Spinal cord.
Three.
Number three. Radiohead is taking this Lana Del Rey to court. This Lana Del Rey, are you familiar with her?
Yes.
She's this
very
young,
alluring.
She's this young chanteuse that's always...
Who barely sings.
Yeah. Yeah, she just kind of talks
her
way...
She does something.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's singing.
Yeah.
But it's all very kind of... a lot of very suggestive and very smoky.
You know what she sounds like to me? It's like this generation's Nico.
Kind of, yes.
I sing like this, pale blue eyes... Won't you be my mirror?
So she's got a song on her new album called Lust for Life.
Called Creep.
It's not called Creep, it's called Get Free. I'm going to play just a sample of it.
Uh-huh.
Tell me if you can see why the people in Radiohead would like some money for this
problem,
one,
okay?
That's pretty close, right?
How many Uber drivers have that going on in their car?
Oh, can you imagine?
What? Where are you going? To the airport?
They were caught up in the dance.
When you were in the phone.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Couldn't look you in the eye.
I don't know.
Just
concentrate on something else, Radiohead.
She says, look, I offered to give them 60% of the publishing
handies.
And they said, no, she wanted 40%. She said, I'll give you 40% of the publishing rights if you think it sounds that much like Creep.
Because I'm not making any money off this anyway.
And, right, who's buying that record?
Or buying that single.
Who buys any singles? So they're saying, look, I'll give you 40%, Radiohead. And Radiohead said... We'll take 100%.
Playing hardball.
Yeah.
Ha!
So now...
I'm Tom York. Let's play hardball.
You know, the thing is, we put Pablo Honey out, and that was the time when Tip O'Neill would have Ronald Reagan over for drinks. Ha! Ha! Yeah. I didn't realize this. That song, Radiohead Creep, this is not the first time it's been in a controversy like this.
Everyone's ripping off Creep.
The Hollies sued Radiohead, saying that the air that I breathe sounded a lot like Creep.
You know what? I think I'd pass.
I think I'd pass.
This does sound like Radiohead Creep.
Can't think of anything.
Oh, I don't need anything.
No cigarettes, no sleep, no light.
No light!
No sound.
I'll pay you back with interest.
I don't need any cigarettes in this black basement, in this very dark basement.
So I guess at the end of the day, everything sounds like Radiohead's Creep. Or The Hollies, the air that I breathe.
Clearly.
Oh, boy.
Number four.
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 Hmm. Number four on our top five things today, Darren. Company has unveiled the world's tiniest tomato.
Mm.
They say it's clean,
like
nice.
Like Tic Tac tomatoes.
Yeah, basically they're the size of a dime. Little dime-sized cherry tomatoes. It's called a drop tomato. You know, it's... Imagine blueberries,
yeah.
But the blueberries are tomatoes.
That's perfect.
That's what these things look like. Yeah, they're called drop tomatoes, and it's the smallest ever cultivated tomato. People are going crazy for these things, I guess. They're great in salad. You throw them right in a salad, sure. It's like you got a whole tomato in your mouth. It just explodes. You don't need to cut it. You just chew on it like a blueberry.
Yeah. Tinier than a cherry tomato.
Smaller than a penny. Offered in red and yellow varieties, and it will be presented to the public at a 3-day International Agricultural Fair in Israel later on this month. People are saying it's going to be a huge hit. That these things, chefs are already thinking up of a number of new recipes. You could bake it in bread, have it as a straight-up snack, just a handful of tomatoes.
Sure, tomato
bread. Little baby tomatoes.
Delicious.
Yeah, yeah. Tomato muffins.
Yeah.
Could that be a thing?
Very savory.
Finally.
Five.
Number five.
And Charles Manson wants his cut.
Well, do you feel mad? Do you make a little tomatoes? Shredded British, a little tomato bread?
It's all right there.
Number five. Dunkin' Donuts is getting rid of a ton of stuff from their menu. They're starting this in New England and in all their locations there. And I don't know if you've ever been to New England, but... You can sit in a Dunkin' Donuts and look across the street at a Dunkin' Donuts, and that's everywhere. Like, in Boston, they are... there's nothing to compare it to. It's... As much as people joke about how there's Starbucks everywhere, it's been that way for Dunkin' Donuts forever, and there are two or three of them on a block. It's
is that
crazy.
Their home, Boston?
That's Boston, you're my home! I love those dirty donuts! I believe that's their home. I know it's very big out there. Yeah, they're based. Their headquarters is in
Canton,
Massachusetts.
Is there a big Dunkin' Donuts sign at Fenway Park?
Yeah, there has been for years. Yes. Canton, Massachusetts is where the headquarters is.
Okay.
Now I'm going to be straight honest.
Don't lie to me.
I've been to Boston. I know where Quincy is. I know where Boston proper is. I don't know where Canton is. I'm going to assume it's near Boston, but I don't know. I don't know that for a fact.
Or it's in Ohio.
No, that's a different Canton, yes.
But it is there.
You make a good point. Starting today in New England, they're just taking a bunch of stuff off the menu. They're saying, look, people don't want smoothies. They don't want sandwiches in the afternoon. Why is it on the menu? We're just going to make donuts.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts, are they open all day long?
Yeah.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
They're open into the evening?
Yes.
Really?
People go there for dinner.
No, they don't.
Some people do. Weird people. Strange people. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts.
Those people should be profiled.
Dunkin' Donuts. People who have dinner at Dunkin' Donuts should be on some sort of list.
Well, we'll just take a look at the film.
That's not bad. There was a thing on 60 Minutes last night. I don't know if you caught this. In Chicago, they've got a computer program that's able to figure out when gang members are going to get shot. And they're able to go to these gang members' homes and go,
"Say, listen,
we crunched the numbers. Looks like you're next."
Huh.
And they were talking to people who were like, got this information, and were like, okay, I got to figure out something else to do.
I don't know if I should say thank you or not.
Right. There's also guys who are like, I'll ignore that, and then they ended up dead. But yeah, they're able to crunch the numbers based on behaviors, arrest records, that sort of thing, and attaching scores to things. And once your score gets to 500... The cops show up at your home.
There's a certain boiling point.
Yeah, they show up at your home with other people from the community to go, listen, we've got this algorithm and we figured out chances are you're going to get shot real soon.
It's time for you to move to Wyoming.
Or Downers Grove. Those are your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive at East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte. Delicious. East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link on NachoRadio.com. Make sure you bookmark that. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Maybe do that today with a Slobby Joe.
Mmm!
Slow-cooked roast beef, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. Get one today at the 53rd Street store in Davenport or 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Soups also include turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Mention Nacho Radio when you're there at lunch and or dinner and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. A
couple of texts coming in here on the Nacho Radio text line at 470-23-NACHO. Here's one from the 563 that says, hey, we've stopped by Dunkin' Donuts pretty late to get donuts for the next morning.
I thought maybe they were closed after, say, 3.
I don't know that that's ever been the case. Are you thinking of Winchell's Donut House, maybe?
No, I don't think I'm thinking of Winchell's.
Like Donuts Delight.
So all donut shops stay open till the evening?
I know Dunkin' Donuts does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always has. I've more often than not, when I've gone to Dunkin' Donuts, it's been when it's dark outside.
Huh.
Either super early or super late. When I'm in a donut jag, man. Fat Turtle.
But they're not making donuts all day long, are they?
No, but they don't sell all the donuts they make. And the donuts are good for a day, right?
Should be.
Here's this one from
Fat... What are you making them out of, snowflakes?
Fat Turtle says, with all this ice on the streets, I hope Darren stays inside.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm fearing my walk out of here. I've already fallen on the way in.
Someone over the weekend from the 309 took this picture for us. I don't know. Was this on? This was on MeTV. I guess they were showing the Batman episode where Liberace was the villain.
That's right.
What was his name? Shandell, the Batman Liberace villain. Did Liberace play himself, and Shandell was the villain, or was Shandell always just the villain? Was it like? I hope you catch my brother Shandell. Was that the thing?
It was an evil. That's his evil twin.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He was just an evil bad guy. But
Can you make Todd look like me?
We can do that.
We can do that. I don't know why we couldn't.
Let me ask you this.
Was it Todd? Not Todd.
Robert Todd?
No, not Robert.
Lincoln?
No.
Was
Mary, can you make Mary Todd look like me?
One question. Should I free the slaves or not? I'm Liberace Lincoln. You're welcome. It's an Emancipation Proclamation.
It's wonderful.
Oh, I don't dare tell you where I got this tall hat. Yes, it's Lee Liberace Lincoln. In a story that will confound you. So
the 16th and a half president.
Shandell was a Liberace character, yes, on the old Batman show.
I think
show.
So. I think it was just a character. I don't know that they were...
But he was a mincing piano-playing candelabra...
Troublemaker.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was basically Liberace playing a villainous version of himself.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. What was the... What was the point of that? I'd like to get on this Batman show.
Well, we can't have the Joker every week.
The Joker, who, by the way, was... And I don't know that enough can be said about this. Cesar Romero.
Mm.
You know, the phone's not ringing a lot for him to get a ton of work. And it's like, we got this Batman show. He's like, I'll do it. There's makeup here. You probably should shave the mustache.
Oh,
I'm
no.
not shaving the mustache. Put the goop over my face, over the hair.
That's right.
I'm like, for Cesar Romero to be like, here's the thing. I'll be on the TV show.
Shaving the mustache.
And I'll come get the check.
Yeah.
But the mustache stays. And that's up for you people to figure out. The Joker's got a mustache.
He does that's...
That's underneath his
makeup.
The makeup.
Yeah.
So explain that to me. I mean, that's...
Why didn't they just color the mustache something? Like, make it green or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they didn't.
Well, because then he wouldn't look like the Joker in the...
Well, he wouldn't have that, I guess.
Yeah, I don't understand what the point of that was. Look, I'm coming. I'll be there. You tell the gang I'll be there, but I am not getting rid of my stash. So understand this. All right, we've got a little bit of Liberace as Chandel. Do you want to? I think we have to play this. Thank you. Thank you, 309, for pointing this out to us. This is marvelous.
Who knew in advance that you would be playing a Scotch theme?
Yes, Mr. Chandel. Who indeed? Who beside yourself?
Really, gentlemen, I'm dismayed. This morning's Gotham City Times, the society page. Among the highlights will be a medley of Highland airs sung by Mrs. Harriet Cooper to the piano of the incomparable Chandel.
Who does he sound like?
I don't know, but he's not trying to sound like Liberace.
He sounds a lot like somebody. I can't quite put my finger on it. Who does he remind me of?
Who?
Raji.
Well,
you're not hearing it? The incomparable Harriet Cooper.
Sung by Mrs. Harriet Cooper to the piano of the incomparable Chandel. This travesty's gone far enough. Now, are you going to call Batman, or do I have to call him myself?
Oh, you got Batman's number.
That was great, Lee. We're going to do another take. Could you maybe...
make it sound more like Larry?
Hey, I hope I wasn't coming off as too butch. Oh, no, Lee. We're going to use that take. That was good. That was good stuff, Lee. That's in the can. We got to keep this moving. The show's on a couple of nights a week.
What's that about being in the can?
What about putting something in a can? Oh, you're just marvelous. Those were your top five things. I don't know if you saw this, but astronaut John Young passed away over the weekend.
No, he actually walked on the moon.
Walked on the moon and was the first man who got in trouble for smuggling sandwiches into outer space. 87 years old. He was the guy
There were others that followed?
Well, he was the first.
He was the first one.
He smuggled a corned beef sandwich into space, and boy, they were not happy with him. Happened in 1965. He and Gus Grissom were orbiting Earth as part of the Gemini 3 mission.
Where'd you get that corned beef?
And he pulls a corned beef sandwich out of his pocket, starts nibbling on it.
Where'd you get that?
I'll read from you the transcript. Grissom, what is it? Young, corned beef sandwich. Grissom, where did that come from? Young,
Earth.
I brought it with me. Let's see how it tastes. Smells, doesn't it? Grissom, yes, it's breaking up. I'm going to stick it in my pocket. Young, is it?
Yeah, the sauerkraut's everywhere.
Grissom, yep. Young, not a very good one. Grissom, pretty good, though, if it would just hold together. Yeah, crumbs in outer space.
So they shared.
Well,
or he just started floating around, and I'm just going to grab mine.
Grissom, who I'd like to point out, would die in a fiery rocket.
Not the best.
Just didn't get off the...
Enjoy every sandwich.
Yeah, boy, thanks, Warren. These two are up there, eating contraband corned beef in outer space. I don't know that you can do much better than that for a legacy. I really don't. Gym chains across the country have decided, these are places where people are working out, fitness places.
Yes.
They've decided, and I think this is a very smart move, we're just not going to have the news on the TVs.
Sure.
All of them. It doesn't matter.
Are they getting rid of the TVs, or they're just showing like the...
It'll be the Weather Channel.
The Food Network.
It'll be... Well, Food Network may not be the best idea either.
Why not? You think people would just get off the bike and leave to go get something to eat? Or they would work harder so that they could eat that thing?
Oh, man. Mm. Lifetime Fitness has 128 locations. They're saying we're getting rid of...
The news.
24-hour cable news network from all of our TVs at all of our locations.
Sure.
Because it just doesn't mesh with our healthy way of life philosophy. We can't have this. They've got all of their CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, CNBC, all of it pulled.
Mm.
So in their place, they say A&E,
Cozy,
Discovery, HGTV, ESPN, and local stations are allowed. So, yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's probably the best idea.
Yeah, I mean, I went to go get, my oil change or something.
Yeah.
Went to a dealership.
Yeah.
They had the Food Network on.
Well, that's not...
Who's going to complain about that?
Nobody. Nobody. How about this? 563 says, my gym is usually showing sports on their TVs. Yeah, that happens. You see a lot of sports talk on the TVs. I find it hard to watch TV when I'm on those machines.
I don't work out, so I don't know how that works.
Yeah. How about this one? A guy who's in an Iron Maiden tribute band.
Sure.
A clown-themed Iron Maiden tribute band. He's been arrested after smuggling $7 million worth of drugs into Japan. This guy...
That's where the band was performing?
I guess. They're a clown-themed Iron Maiden tribute band. They call themselves Power Clown. And the lead singer, who goes by the stage name Dixie Diano, was arrested entering Japan, the Empire of Japan.
Sure.
He was smuggling 9.8 kilograms of stimulant drugs, which were concealed within the fake bottom of a guitar case and multiple tea canisters. Officers were suspicious when the, again, lead singer of an all-clown Iron Maiden tribute band called Power Clown.
We are Power Clown. Bow down to us.
Customs officers noticed this guy was sweating profusely after arriving on a flight from Vancouver.
Well, that could be just the makeup.
Yes, bandmate Sketchy Clown writes, flags are flying at half-mast at the Power Clown circus tent. I assure you any frowns we are wearing are real, painted on or not. All we can do is hope for the best for him.
So he's in jail. They don't know what's happened to him.
Clownery and parlor tricks, whether by him or us, ain't gonna do no good. Even with his voice, the voice of a songbird, and his velvet painting smooth charm, he won't be able to talk his way out of these hijinks, even if he did speak Japanese.
He's not going to be able to speak. He's not going to be able to talk his way out because he doesn't know the language. And this is all coming from their headquarters, which is a tent.
I don't know if this is all real. I don't know if it's a literal tent.
It's more than what America's Sweetheart had.
This was a statement that was released by the band Power Clown.
So Power Clown's looking for a new lead singer.
I guess.
This is someone's big break.
If you've always dreamt of being the lead singer in an all-clown Iron Maiden tribute band.
You know who would dig this? Because he digs those bands? Professor Dum Dum.
For real?
Yes! He is a big fan, I believe, of that genre.
Of Maiden?
Well,
and he's a clown.
I know that he's a big fan of
Dum Dum. We've got you a gig
of other very aggressive guitar bands. I think Professor Dum Dum. This could be right up his alley.
So do they monkey with the songs and make them all about clowns, or is it just we sing like Iron Maiden and we're just like clowns? You see what I'm saying? Am I asking this correctly?
Are they doctoring the songs in any way?
Right. Is it like, you know, like, well, Dred Zeppelin, they did faithful
reggae versions
of Zeppelin tunes.
With an Elvis lead singer.
Yes. Power Clown, the lead singer said he agreed to carry the drugs for someone else because he needed the money. Japan is not a place you want to smuggle.
Well, what
drugs.
Sort of idiot brings drugs into Japan?
Well, good question.
It's good weed, man.
I read somewhere that he's releasing a record this year.
He's putting
the finishing touches on a new album. Uh-huh. Yeah, Power Clown. Well, I don't know what to tell you about that. But you mentioned the drugs.
We do have a storefront, but it's a tent.
The Jack in the Box, which is a fast food chain on the West Coast.
Yes.
And the West Coast, by the way, all of the West Coast now has recreational marijuana.
I suppose they do.
Every state on the West Coast and Nevada and Colorado.
Nevada's got it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So in California, where you can use recreational marijuana legally now,
They showed Snoop Dogg, not that it would have mattered anyway, mm-hmm. but they showed him at the Rams game in L.A.
Oh, really?
And the look on his face was, it's recreational.
I
don't know that
we're not going to the Super Bowl, but now that you mention bowl,
this doesn't change,
I got an idea.
This doesn't really change anything for me.
No,
everything's
going to be fine. Everything's going to be just fine.
This is great for the rest of you. But
so he's a Rams fan, is he?
Well, he was there. Yes, I guess so.
Did you see the Raiders are going to hire John Gruden?
Yes, they are.
They're paying him $100 million.
He's got like a 100-year contract.
Here's the thing, too. $100 million. They play in Nevada?
Yeah.
There's no state income tax in Nevada.
No, it's going
to
work
I wonder out. If that's what he was waiting for to get back
it's
into it.
It's going to work out well.
Right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What year did they go? They got another year at Oakland?
I think that's right.
And one more year in Oakland?
I think that's right. So, Jack in the Box, which is a hamburger joint, right?
Well, they got a bunch of different things on their menu.
Like they have tacos and hamburgers.
Yes, they do.
They are unleashing, starting next week, the Merry Munchie Meal at various Southern California locations. The special combo box is 2 tacos, 5 mini churros, 3 crispy chicken strips, a half serving of curly fries, a half serving of regular fries, and a small soft drink, and it's going to cost $4.20.
Yes. Now, this is something that they worked with Snoop Dogg on.
Yes, Snoop Dogg is involved in this. He'll be there to help sell the Merry Munchie Meals. Available at Snoop's hometown Long Beach location, January 18th to the 25th. They're getting it a little early there, I guess. So, you know, Snoop Dogg's going to be just fine. All right, real quick before we're out of here.
Yep.
You've got the Falcons and Eagles.
I think that's right.
And then you've got the Saints and Vikings.
Okay.
The only scenario I have left is that the Vikings find a way to choke in the Super Bowl. That's
at
the
home.
Only at home in front
on
of
a short field goal.
Yes.
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 What was your other scenario?
Well, it was going to be the Chargers and the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Oh, right.
And nobody showed up.
No one showing up.
Because they don't care. So my dream of the Vikings choking at home in the Super Bowl is still very much on the
table. You'll be cheering for the Vikings to make it there.
I don't know that I care.
No, I know.
If they do make it, you know what? Or it'll be Falcons Patriots again, and like the Falcons are up by 40 points and find a way to lose. I don't know how you make it more ridiculous than what we saw last year.
This all gets settled very soon.
Oh, it's going to have to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Which has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift for any occasion because everybody loves Capriati's. Delivery is available. Order online at order.capriati's.com. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best, the freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily as well. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio and you're going to get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. We're back on Wednesday.
Back on Wednesday until we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Quad Cities represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.